Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. A word and a prayer in the eyes of a lay person. My name is Sister Mary Armstrong. I am so happy to be with you on this Tuesday afternoon. It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my sister, not my brother, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my sister, not my brother, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. We give honor to God today, thanking him for allowing us this chance to just say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We hope everyone is doing well today. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for being with us today. We're going to go in prayer, thanking him for this opportunity. Oh, precious and all-wise God, we give you honor and glory for just being with us today. And we say thank you, God, for this another opportunity to just call on your name, because we realize without you, we can do nothing. And we realize, God, today that we are blessed people, because so many things are happening in this world today. All the flooding, all the fires, and all of this going on, people are suffering so, God. And we ask you to just have mercy, God. Have mercy, Lord. People's losing their homes. People's losing loved ones through the floodings, God. And the babies, the little babies being washed away, Lord. And, oh, God, and different tragedies is happening in the land. The heat wave, the Lord, just we ask them for mercy, God, for those people, God. Just give them grace to go through, Lord. Oh, God, just have mercy, Lord. And we just ask you, God, to just help us to see, oh, God, what's going on, God, because Jesus is coming back, just like you said you would, Lord. And help us, God, to just draw nigh to you, God, realizing, God, that you're coming back for a prepared people, God. Oh, Lord Jesus, and we know, God, that your word is true. So, Lord, be with us on this broadcast that we can may say something that would touch someone's heart, God. Oh, God, those that are not ready, that they will see that they need Jesus in their life in times that we are living in now. We give you honor, praise, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. This came to my mind this morning or last night, and I want to read some of Jude where it says, pray, praise God. This is a time of prayer for the people, for us. Pray for the faith that was once delivered to the saints. Lord, we're living in a terrible time now, and we all need prayer. We have to pray for one another because people are suffering and people are going through, and those that don't know the Lord, they don't know what to do, Lord. And young people as well as old, they don't know which way to turn, and people, when they lose hope, they devil puts it in their mind to commit suicide, because when you lose hope, you don't have nothing to stand on, and you feel like we don't have nothing to live for. And Satan put it in their minds to just give up. But we that know the Lord, we know our hope is in Christ Jesus. And we can depend on him. But we, those that don't know the Lord, if Satan puts it in their head, well, you just might well just to give up and kill yourself. And some of them, that's what they're doing. They just giving up and they're killing themselves. But we that are in the Lord, we have to pray for those that are out there in the world that God will see, touch their heart, prick their hearts, and let them see that there is hope in Christ Jesus. That's the only way that they'll be able to make it. Because if the Spirit don't draw, no flesh, you can't be saved if the Spirit don't draw you. We're going to be reading, coming from Jude, the Epistle of Jude. It's just one chapter. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ, and brother James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father, and preserved in Jesus Christ, and called, it says saved. Mercy unto you, and peace, and love be multiplied. And it runs to the 1 Peter 1:2. It says, 1 Peter 1:2. Thank you, Lord. I tell you, we living in a time now where we need Jesus. We need Jesus at all times, because without the Lord, we can do nothing. And Satan, his time is not long. But he is a deceiver. He is a deceiver. And those that don't know the Lord, they are being deceived. And we have to know him for ourselves. Because if we don't know him for ourselves, we're going to be deceived too. But we that know the Lord, we have to be ready to go back with him. 1 Peter 1:2. Be elect to the foreknowledge of God the Father through sanctification of the Spirit unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace unto you and peace be multiplied. 1 Peter 1:2. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Praise God, praise God. So we have hope. We've got hope today in Christ Jesus. But those that don't know the Lord, they don't have hope because they don't know the Lord. But we that know God, we got hope today in Christ Jesus. That's why we have to witness to those that are not saved. As God leads us to people, we have to be a witness, letting them know that we have hope in Christ Jesus. Because Satan is still deceiving the people. He's a deceiver, and if you don't know Christ Jesus, he will deceive you and have you believing a lie. Praise God. And listen to what the Word of God says. Beloved, but when I gave up diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should honestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in unaware, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men turning the grace of our God unto lasciviousness, and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Lasciviousness is sexual desire, sexual things. And you know that's of Satan. That's of Satan. It ain't of God. Lord Jesus, it is of Satan. Lord have mercy. And so we have to know Satan's devices, sexualness. And you know that's in the world today. Look at these trafficking, where they're getting these young boys and young girls all this mess. And on the computer, where they're getting on the computer and the sexual mess. Look at all this mess. And just, was it last week on the news where this girl on the computer and she met this guy. You don't get on the computer and meet somebody and then go out and meet them and then they take you out of town and meet them. You don't do that. But these people, they meeting people and then let them take them out of town and then they kill the girl. You have to watch what your kids is watching. You have to make sure of what your kids are getting on the computers and things and doing now. Because they so smart and they get on the computer, you have to watch what your kids is doing. They connecting up with people on the computer and you don't know what's going on. Sexual things. It's all out there now. And our kids can get caught up with stuff and get messed up sexually. It's all a mess now what's going on in the world. Satan is attracting our young people as well as the old, and it is a mess. But listen to this. Listen to this. Listen to this. But beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time, who should walk after their own ungodly lust. These be they who separate themselves sensually, having not the Spirit. But ye beloved, build up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. See, we have to, during the time when we were coming up, our old members, the older members, they may have not had the knowledge that the people have now, but they taught us what they knew. And they taught us how to carry ourselves. They taught us how to dress and all. And they taught us what they knew, and they lived what they taught. They taught us. They lived holy. And they taught us how to live right. But see, now people's doing different things. Holiness seems like ain't like it used to be when we were coming along. People's doing different things now. They're wearing different things. It seems like you don't have to do all that now. But holiness is still right. Holiness is still right. God don't change. Whatever was right then is still right now. Now, it's still right now. God don't, his word is the same today, yesterday, and forever. No, if it was right back then, it's right today. Now, his word don't change now. They might present things different, but it's still the same now. But people's coming in now, they're wearing different things, they're doing different things, but God don't change. Holiness is still holiness. Seems like you go in holiness churches, it looks different now than what it used to look back then when we started out. But holiness is still right regardless of what
people say, oh, it don't take all that. It's still taking that and more because God don't change. People change, but God don't change. Praise God. His word don't change. Praise the Lord. And we need to get back to the old-time way. We need to get back to the old-time way and live the life that God told us to live. And no, you don't have to wear dresses that drag the ground. But you need to dress like becoming saints. You need to dress like becoming saints, not showing a lot of your body. You need to have your dress below your knees still yet. Praise God. You need to have sleeves that come down and not all the way up above you. You need to cover yourselves. Praise God. Not let breasts showing and all that stuff now. Way down where your cleavage is showing. It's holiness is still right, saying. You don't go to church looking sexy. You're supposed to look at becoming saints because you can cause men to lust after you. We don't supposed to go to church trying to look sexy where men's going to lust after us. We're supposed to go to church where we can praise God and serve God and look like becoming saints. That's the way God wants us to go. It's the way you're supposed to present yourself as becoming saints. And men supposed to dress holy, too. They supposed to dress holy, too. It's the way we supposed to look when we out in the public as well, not wearing these shorts and all this stuff. Women don't need to be wearing shorts and all this stuff out in public. No. That's not the way a saint supposed to dress. If you see a sin of the saints and they got on these pants with holes all in their pants and all this. Well, how do you know if she's saved if the sinner got pants on with holes all in the pants and the saint got all holes all in their pants? Well, who's saved? You don't know who's saved. The saint don't supposed to look like the sinner. We're supposed to be saved. We're supposed to look saved. If the saints all painted up and the sinners all painted up, well, who's saved? We're supposed to be Christ-like. We're supposed to look like Christ. That's just like the saints in the Bible times. They look so much like Christ, they started calling them Christians. They look so act like Christ. To act just like Christ. We're supposed to look, act just like Christ. That's the way we're supposed to look. Okay, let's go over here to, and it says right here, beloved, remember ye. I think I read that. But beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostle by our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last times, who should walk after their own ungodly lust. These be they who separate themselves sensual, having not the Spirit. But, beloved, build up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Let's go to Ephesians 6:16. But we're going to, above taking the shield of faith, but we're going to go down here, Ephesians 6. We're going to go to Ephesians 6:10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. We want to be strong in the Lord. We don't supposed to be weak in the Lord. If you're weak, you can't help your brother or your sister. If you're weak, if somebody needs prayer, if you're weak, how can you pray for your brother or your sister? We have to live a life where we're strong, where we can help our brother or our sister. Look what Ephesians 6:11 saying. 6:10 saying. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. This is going back. Look what it's going back to. where it says, pray for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. Look what it's saying. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. We're not fighting against the flesh, boxing against man in the flesh, but spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil days. This is evil days. This is evil days, saints. We're fighting against the spirit and having done all to stand. You done having all and done all to stand. Stand up for putting on, having your loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Okay, let's go to 2 Corinthians 10:4. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 10:4. For the weapons I wear for are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down the imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Look at what it's saying. Casting down imagination and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. You see what it said? Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Oh, praise our God, praise our God. Look at that. Look at that. Praise our God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, now, let's go on here. Let's go on here. Now, for we wrestle not, it says, therefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand, withstand in the evil day, having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. Let's go to Isaiah 11:5. Come on now, come on. Isaiah 11:5 is telling us what we have to do, because we're not wrestling against flesh and blood. Isaiah 11:5. And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins. And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And listen to this. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Now, you have to have the sword of the Spirit. You have to have the word of God. Now, you have to have the word, because that's what's going to get the devil. So he ain't afraid of what we say, but that word's what's going to get the devil. Colossians 5:8. Lord, have mercy, Lord, because he ain't afraid of us. He is not afraid of us. But that word is what's going to get him. 1 Thessalonians
First Thessalonians. Acts 8. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet the hope of salvation. For God had not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Therefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also we do. Look at God. Look at God, saints. Look at God. Whatever we need, God's got it. He's got everything that we need. He's got everything that we need. Praise our God. Everything we need, God's got it. Praise our God. I tell you, all we have to do is go by the word of God. Just go by the word of God. And he will give us everything we need. So therefore, Jude is telling us to contend for the faith that was once delivered. What Jude is telling us. Contend for the faith that was once delivered to the saints. Praise God. And those saints may not have been educated like the people are today. But those people lived a life that they believed, and they told us the best they knew how. Praise God. And we didn't ask questions and say, why, like they will now. But we obeyed what they told us. Praise the Lord. So that's what we have to do today. Just be obedient. Just be obedient and do what God, the Word of God tells us to do. And if we obey what the Word tells us, we gonna make it, saints. We'll make it. Some things we don't understand. Pray. Just pray and ask God for understanding. He don't want us ignorant of Satan's devices. But if we pray and ask God, God can give us an understanding of what he wants us to know. Because it's in the Word. It's in the Word. And he will help us to understand what God's Word tells us. Because he don't want us to be ignorant. Praise our God. Because keep yourself in the love of God. Looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And of some have compassion, making a difference. We have to have compassion for one another. We have to have that love for one another. Because if we don't have the love of Jesus in our heart, we're not going to make it anyway. So we have to ask God daily, search my heart. Search my heart. Turn the searchlight from heaven on my soul. And if you find anything in there that shouldn't be, take it out, Lord. Because I don't want nothing in my heart ain't like you. Because the word of God said the heart is desperately wicked. Who can know it? Only the Spirit of God. And if you truly love God, you ask him, search my heart, Lord. I don't want nothing that ain't right on the inside of me. I want to love right. I want to love you like you want me to love you. And the greatest commandment is love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, thy soul, and thy might. And love thy neighbor as thyself. Funniness come in you. Ask God, say, Lord, I don't want to feel this way. I want you to take it out and strengthen me. Now listen, now the mic should be open. If anyone got a question, if anyone got a prayer request, I want you to feel free right now to ask. If anyone got anything you'd like to say at this time.
To God be the glory.
To God be the glory.
Blessings. Shalom, sis.
Shalom.
Yes, I'm the only one that's joining you today. I have a prayer request. I have a prayer request. My siblings, three sisters and one brother, our children, five children, and my wife, which is you and myself, we plead the blood. And I like to touch and agree that God has us under His protection, and
praise God.
That
praise God.
That we can help others through His Word, not necessarily for a pat on the back or to brag or anything, but just to let Him know that we're willing to do what He has for us to do.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Because
yes,
He knows our
want,
hope.
Yeah, He knows.
He knows
I just want to put it out there. We can't get no results. If we don't put it out there, we can't get no results. We can't keep it to ourselves and think, well, I need prayer, but I'm just gonna tell the saints. You know, we need to put it out wherever we can, because God knows
Amen.
Those that can get a prayer through. So
yes,
we don't have to worry about the ones that aren't sincere, you know, and honest about this thing. God knows, because you know, some people. When I was in sin, I used to pray. I used to pray for certain things to get this and get that. You know, I wasn't praying to be saved. No. But now, since I separated myself from the world, it's for me to realize and understand that that's what I should be doing every day, not just for myself, but for any and everybody else. Neighbors on all sides. I'm working, the people at work and the clients and my family, and the stranger that we see on the street,
mm-hmm.
the homeless person we see on the street, you know, and those that we hear about losing their homes, losing their jobs, they're living in the street, and we see men and women in the street with backpacks,
mm-hmm.
and they may have an animal
mm-hmm.
or a bicycle or whatever, but, you know, this is the world, and we need to pray for them because somebody prayed for us.
Amen. That's right. And we have
yeah.
to pray for one another. We have to
That's
pray
right.
for one another, and we have to let our light shine. And as God allows us to witness to others,
yeah.
that they may see, know that Jesus is Lord and that He's
That's
coming
right.
back. And we have to
yeah.
be ready to go back. But we thank
we
God that
to.
You was able to live today. And we just thank God for the podcast. And we just ask
yeah.
God that He would just listen. Open up our hearts more and more that we can get a prayer through and that He will
yeah.
answer prayer. Praise God. So we
gonna,
I could just go on and close now with the prayer and ask God to just remember our families. And Granny, she called,
right.
and we're just going to remember Granny and the relationship with her and her sons and daughters, because He's the
yeah.
one that can work that out. Precious
That's
Jesus.
Right.
We come to you right now in your precious name. We love you, and we thank you for the podcast, and we thank you, God, for my companion and his request. Look down on us today, God, because we serve an almighty God, and we know, God, that you hear and answer prayer. We ask that you remember the request, God, because you're the only one that can work it out. And we know, God, that you love us, and you know, God, that you're able to intervene, God, and turn everything around that's wrong. You're able to make every crooked road straight. Oh, God, touch the hearts of everyone, God, in our family. Help us, God, to grow closer to you. Help us, God, to live close to you, God, that our family will see the light in our lives. Oh, God, help us to draw closer to you, God, that you will hear our prayers. Oh, God, that we'll be a blessing to others, God, that our light will shine, Lord. Oh, God, touch our family members, God. Oh, God, let your spirit draw them, God, that they'll turn and say, Lord, I yield to you. Oh, God, before it's too late, because time is winding up, and we don't want them to be lost. Oh, God, let them humble themselves, God, and come to the foot of the cross, God, and be saved. Oh, God, look down on all the families that's going through grief today, Lord. Look down on the families that lost the babies, God, and the wives. Look down on those, God, that have on in all this heat, God, the heat wave that's going through, God, the ones that's lost their home through fires, God, and through the flooding, Lord. Oh, God, all the bereaved families. God, have mercy, Lord. Please have mercy. There's so many that's suffering, Lord. So many, God, that's hurting, Lord, today. But, Lord, we know you don't make no mistakes. This is your world, Lord. And, God, you do what you want to do, Lord. Oh, God, but we ask you to have mercy that through all this grief, God, and all this turmoil, that people may turn to you, God, and ask for forgiveness and be saved. Father, please have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. Oh, God, we give you honor. We give you praise. Oh, God, because without you, we realize that we can do nothing. You is the Lord of this world, Lord. And nothing, God, goes past you, Lord. God, we ask for mercy today, Lord. Be with us throughout this day, God. Help us to continue to lift you up. Help us to continue to give you praise and honor throughout this day. And continue to bless my companion as he takes care of his client. Remember, oh, God, remember his client, God. Remember his home life. Oh, God, bless him in a special way. Now, be with us throughout this day. We give you honor. We give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. We thank you, right now, in Jesus' name. Amen. And we want to say shalom. Still on. You still on?
Shalom.
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 You have a good day
Shalom.
Now.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Be blessed.
Uh-huh. Be blessed, ma'am.